America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 27th day of July. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Brazelton.
All right now. That's up 85.
Yeah. I was thinking of Brazelton not long ago. Watched 8 Mile.
Okay.
Forgot she was played his mother. Kim Basinger. I always think of her, and I think of Brazelton. So there you go.
Chateau Elan.
That too.
Yeah, we were out there for the golf event.
Who was that? Nice, we were out there. What was it? Was it Jim Ellis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sheila Ellis. She does some courses with the kids. Shout out to Sheila and the rest of the family. Jim Ellis. That dude used to come see me at dark 30 in the morning.
What?
Yeah, he used to come and record his things over there when I was down the dial.
Okay. Yeah.
After at the end of the day, right. Him and. May he rest in peace. I'm going to make you smile right now. You know who else used to do that? Somebody from your side of the aisle? Jim Huber.
Oh, man.
See? I know that'd take you back.
Yep, man. Jim Huber. Great guy. Fantastic. Great writer.
Yes, he was.
Great writer.
Yeah. A great mustache.
Yeah.
A great mustache.
The sporting but life.
He walked up there at times at down the dial, and he'd see things. He just shook his head at it. He just walked in the studio, recorded his thing, and got out.
That sounds like it.
At some point, we got to talk about this. It became official. Charles Barkley about walked into traffic yesterday. This TNT has been left to the side.
Yeah, you know, and that's the end.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But Amazon, they made their bids. You got NBC, you got ESPN. /ABC, but TNT and
understand,
Chuck and
understand, understand. NBC has already dropped the check to bring the John Tesh music
back.
Back, yep. Because FS1 has been using it for college basketball the last few years.
Wow.
It's not NBC's property.
Is that dude still around?
John Tesh?
Yeah.
Was I know?
He printing money.
Of course.
The last person I know that did that, who wrote something like that and didn't have to work again, was Paul Anka.
Okay.
Paul Anka wrote the Tonight Show theme.
Okay. Well.
And then that's it. That last time he worked.
Yeah.
So, John Tesh from Entertainment Tonight. You know, people who don't even remember him from Entertainment Tonight.
I remember him from doing CBS Sports. He was a sports guy for CBS.
Before Entertainment Tonight?
Before Entertainment Tonight. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
That's what we do here. Insignificant information.
All right.
Keeps you going. All right, man, listen, it's Countdown to Corky Kell is coming up. We're also going to venture into Noel's world later on in the 7 o'clock hour, but it is the top of the 7 hour.
Yeah, it is.
7 o'clock
yeah,
hour, which means it's your time.
Boy, we got some stuff breaking loose over in Athens. We can't wait to get these guys on the field and get them practicing because, you know, it's just bad things have been happening all season.
What did they say about idle time, something like that?
Yeah, unfortunately. College football teams can officially begin practice on Wednesday of this week. That's when almost everybody is opening their camp and starting their preseason workouts, with the exception of Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is already practicing because they can play on the 24th. We're going to get into that in just a minute with them because they got to fly over to Ireland and play Florida State in Dublin.
That's going to be a nice game day.
It should be a long trip. We're going to see how they keep it normal. But meanwhile, over in Athens, we got problems. Rara Thomas, who had some legal stuff kind of with him when he transferred in here from Mississippi State, had something else that happened early yesterday. And he's been suspended from the team indefinitely on one count of felony count of cruelty to children, second degree. Just a bad domestic thing that boiled over. And once again, it's, you know, when you're number one, you're up at the top, everybody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do things and say, well, you didn't really see that. And so that's something that, you know, the Coach Smart and the staff and everyone over at Athens, you know, has had to deal with, obviously, with some people with some reckless driving.
I was going to say, you can talk about a place that's got the antennas up. You got to know that when you just pull into Athens.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And people, you know, say you wanted the attention because you want to be the number one team, and that comes along with it. But hopefully they can get things focused on the football, man, because they got a heck of a schedule coming up.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, everybody talked about the schedule last year wasn't difficult and was an easier schedule. That's what they said about last year. That ain't the case this year, man. It's going to be very difficult, and you got some folks waiting for them. They got to go to Texas. They got to go to Alabama. And people thinking that Alabama's going to be changed, I don't think Alabama's going to be that different. You know, I mean, they may not be Nick Saban team, but there's still an awful lot of talent, top shelf talent that is there for that team. The new coach, Kalen DeBoer, can guide them and lead them. Yep. And they got their quarterback.
Now that we have hindsight, how many times do you feel like in the games that they played against each other, Alabama, Georgia, Saban, and Kirby, that the knowledge of each other and how they go about coaching and the subtle nuances of how they coach came into play that gave a win one way or the other for that particular team? In other words, that element is going to be gone now because Kirby doesn't have, he don't know how the other guy thinks, right? But he did when Saban was there. Now, you can say what you will about the record, but that little thing, because you talk about coaches winning and losing games, like we say managers in baseball, when you get to a professional level, can they win, can they lose the game? Yeah, they make stupid moves, and that's how it happens. But my question, do you feel like that element is missing from this we'll call it a rivalry, but they're back and forth.
Yeah, I can never call Georgia and Alabama rivalry,
right?
Because they don't play each other.
But the games they played against each other, those two coaches knowing each other the way that, because I can't
add,
think
that added to the intrigue. That added to the intrigue. It's still a deal because of where Alabama has always been, and Georgia's is in that place, or striving to get to that place. We ain't won all the national championships that they won, so it's striving to get to that place. So that's still a great deal of intrigue about it. You know how things have been done all the time at Alabama, and sure, a new coach comes in, he's going to do some things differently. But just remember now, the guy that has walked out of the office and walked out of the coach being the head coach, he still got office down the hall. You think he's like he's left? But he's at his disposal. He's there for him.
He ain't on the sidelines.
No, he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be on the sidelines.
Yeah, he does. If you're going to use him when you're going to make a game decision.
No, he doesn't. And it's for not a game decision, but for things to get you prepared for it. No, he's a head coach.
I understand. Game decision
is going to be that, but as far as getting you prepped and getting you prepared and whatnot, he will be there for that. It's not like when Ray Perkins took over for Bear Bryant and Bear Bryant died.
Right. Okay.
Okay. He doesn't have that. And also, to keep the wolves off of him, because there's some folks down there who wanted to manipulate, just like any other college, any other football program that people throw money into. They want to have some say. They didn't have no say down there with Saban because he had the autonomy to keep them away, right?
Yeah.
And so for him to be there to kind of keep them folks off of him and let this man, if he stumbles and has a bad game, because
you
know,
think that's going to be the case?
Well, he's there if it needs to be.
Do you think that's a scenario though that would play out? Because I don't know that would happen.
It depends on who he loses to.
But see, why he got to be gone completely? That office. See, to me, that's a problem. With that office down the hall.
It's not a problem. He's not going to be there every day.
And he's not going to be on the sidelines, which is what I said.
On Saturday, he's working for ESPN.
If I got Nick Saban down the hall, I want Nick Saban when I need Nick Saban. No, if I can't, then I want him out, and I want to build my own thing.
You're the head coach. You know, but to me, to have him there and just around, to me, is a good thing. Like I said, when I think about a place like Alabama, and I think about when Ray Perkins came in, he'd been coaching in the National Football League. He'd been coaching New York Giants.
Okay.
Right? He came and played at Alabama. They wanted somebody who walked like Bear Bryant, talked like Bear Bryant, touched the hem of his garment, whatever you want to call it. And so they brought him in there. But, you know, Bear Bryant passed away before Perkins got his first game. And not saying that, you know, it would have made a difference, but if he was around just to count, not saying you're going to want him on the sideline with you anymore. But just be there with it. I think that would have helped the transition in a place where, I won't say the folks don't have nothing else, but in a place where
is
everything.
It's just the transition. It's not necessarily giving him information that he could use that would provide a win. That would help to put a check in the W column. That's what I'm asking. The transition is one thing, and I agree with you there. And to keep the knuckleheads that came at him during his tenure off of the new guy – okay, cool. I get that.
Yeah.
But how much are you saying or alluding to that would lead to an actual victory? That's the disconnect for me.
That's still the head coach's
game. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why, unless he can be on the sideline, I don't need him anywhere.
He's not going to be on the sideline.
I got that. I'm saying to you, I don't even want him in the building then if I'm a new coach, because you got that hovering over you. Case in point, different sport. Coach K was right over the dude's shoulder all last year at Duke. Roy Williams was over the shoulder of the coach at North Carolina all year. How did that translate?
Shoulder.
I'm using an analogy. He still is there.
He's available if needed, whether he's got an office down the hall
or he's available when needed. He's there to help out. So just like this coach who's sitting there in Alabama,
you make it sound like he's every day. Nick said
I didn't make it say it was every day. You said he got an office down the hall. That sounds like somebody who's there in the office every day.
Nope, there are a lot of folks have offices down the hall.
Okay, see that you are dodging. You're moving the goalposts.
No, I'm not moving the goalposts.
I'm telling you, sitting here when you say a phrase like that,
he's there and available to him. And like I said,
you didn't say that in the beginning. You said he got office down the hall.
He has. Up an office.
Okay, that makes it sound like he's there every day.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds to me it does.
No, it doesn't. You don't have to go.
How you gonna tell me what it sounds like to me? Tell me what it sounds like to
we
you.
We got folk in this building that got office got offices that they
I'm
don't come
you,
every day.
I don't care. That's the way it came across to me.
You know,
you got office here.
And they know what's happening. They don't have that. But anyway, you know, that's happening with when Georgia plays Alabama. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech has started practicing. They open camp this week. But why they start early? Because they play early. They play the 24th. And Coach Brent Keith, talk about someone who's been around Nick Saban, has been an assistant there. The Nick Saban influence on this state is incredible when you think about the coaches, folks. But anyway, he's ready to start this season off. Knows he has a tough assignment with Florida State for the season opener. And here's his thoughts.
Experience. I mean, there's no substitution for experience. I mean, that goes without saying. You know, guys that have played a lot of football together, definitely helps. But, you know, for years and years and years, we'd have, you know, teams that had a bunch of experience coming back, but we'd still go back and start out at square one.
So they're getting things started. The one thing that he is excited about is that he's got his quarterback settled. You know, Haynes King transferred in from Texas A&M last year, took over the job. They ended up having a winning season. They won their bowl game. He's back, and you know, arguably he may be the best quarterback in the conference in the ACC. You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, ACC got their own problems. I was up in and shout out to Garrett Chapman. I saw Garrett. We were both up in Charlotte Monday for the start of ACC Media Days. A different animal from the SEC. The SEC Media Days are this big intense event. ACC Media Days, I won't say it's laid back, but it's a little different.
They got lawsuits flying everywhere, like bunt cakes during the holidays.
Well, that's the thing. And that was the big topic. You know, before we can get started, the elephant in the room was Florida State and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Both have suits against the conference, and the conference is countersuing. And Jim Phillips, the commissioner, stands there and says he's ready for a fight. He's ready to roll it for a fight. And he really is fighting for the conference, you know, because – those are the two teams who have been the bell cows for football. And I remember when I was working in North Carolina in the 90s, you know, Gene Corrigan, who had been at Notre Dame, came in as the athletic director. Well, not the athletic director, but the commissioner of the conference. And he said to himself, you talk to him, he says, man, I'm here during the summer, and all I hear people talking about is basketball. I'm like, rest of the country is, you know, getting excited about football. And that's when they brought Florida State into the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was supposed to make everybody's football get better. And for a moment, it did. You know, North Carolina doing Mack Brown's first time around, they were right there. They just couldn't score points against Florida State, but they had great defensive teams. A lot of people's deep football got better. It's kind of leveled off in recent years. And so you got the top two teams always. You figured Syracuse was going to be decent football when they came in. Virginia Tech hasn't been able to maintain after Frank Beamer's retirement. Miami will never be the U again.
I was going
to
say, they'll never be the U again.
But you figure they have a strong program. These are the teams that supposed to be bolstering this conference up as far as the football goes, and it just hadn't happened consistently. And looking to this season, even with the expanded, you know, playoff, they were thinking about, well, how many teams could make it from the ACC? And they're thinking, well, if you get past, you know, Clemson and Florida State, could it be NC State maybe? You know, could I forget who else they were thinking might have, you know, decent enough seasons. And Miami, if those two teams could play and do that.
Who's dominating Florida? Who do you think is dominating recruiting in Florida?
Somebody outside of Florida.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, that's just it, though. The fence came down, and they added more Division I programs in that state than back in the day when those three main teams were doing things, Florida State, Florida, and Miami. You opened two more Division I programs in Florida International, Florida Atlantic, Central Florida, a Division I program, South Florida, Division I program over in Tampa. So, I mean, that's just in your state. Not to mention that schools in the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 have been, and even the Big 10 have come to get talent out of
the state. Well, I was just going to give you a couple of names, because if you're talking about over the last decade or so, you're talking about the moving around of somebody like Urban Meyer, who had that state, even when he went up to Ohio State. You talk about, again, everybody wanting to, he don't even got to recruit it, but just folks wanting to get to Alabama. You had that. And then over the last decade or so, you got Kirby getting a whole lot of guys out of Florida. Not to mention other locations, like you said, within the state that seem a lot more attractive than what used to be Miami. What used to be now, Florida is. What
I always heard about facilities. I always said I always heard that Miami's facilities weren't keeping on par with some of the other major programs. That was maybe part of it there, and even Florida State, which like half of their stadium was gone this spring. They're redoing Doak Campbell Stadium down in Florida State, but you had that. But the most telling thing, Greg, in SEC media days, because they've gone away from East and West, everybody's in one. Florida was 12.
Yeah.
Florida was 12 preseason. That's very telling.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
All right. I thought that was Chandra for a minute up there.
Yeah, Greg.
Almost. Really did, man.
She came close.
All right. They're keeping our name going. We in the biscuits and gravy game. We're looking forward to it. It's right around the corner. And so we are starting the countdown to Corky Kell.
Yes.
With coach from North Atlanta.
That's coming up next. Your Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good job.
Don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes, and their words are really clear. So beat it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 27th day of July. Did we thank everybody for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings?
Hope so.
All right. Well,
we appreciate it.
We do, very much. And so does Noel. And so, well, we'll just say it again. Thank you. We got a guest on here. And this is our first guest as we do the countdown to Corky Kell.
Countdown to Corky Kell.
I'm excited.
It's on the way.
It.
It's on the way. It's just days away.
Right around the corner.
You know what I mean? And high school football practices begin on, you know what? Some are doing at the stroke of midnight tomorrow night. Monday is the first
this
day you're supposed
like
to practice.
College basketball or Midnight Madness or something?
Midnight Madness, Thomas County Central, Raven County. Mm-hmm. Are both doing Midnight Madness that I know of. Now, there have been some others. Y'all let me know. Y'all hit me up on social and let people know you guys are doing Midnight Madness for your high school football. But they are at the stroke of midnight tomorrow night. They are going to start practicing. I don't think this coach is going to do it. But he's been working all spring. I got a chance to visit with him in the spring.
Yeah.
And he joins us down the WadeFort.com hotline. Why? Because his team plays on the very first day, the very first day of high school football games in our state, which will be August 14th, Wednesday.
That's the first question is we ask and welcome Coach Jamie All to the show. We ask, is that a blessing or a curse?
Yeah.
He's going to be ready one way or the other. So we shouldn't say curse, but is it a blessing, right? Because I don't think he's scared of nobody, right?
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Yeah, any answer to that? Leading things off?
I mean, it's obviously a great opportunity for our school and our program to get in front of the entire state and kind of show what we're made of on that first day of high school football, for sure.
Yeah, first day, a Wednesday, midweek that night, but I guess it's early in the season. Talk about that as far as your preparation goes, because I don't know what kind of time frame you're going to be on when you start Monday. When does school start? When do classes start?
Right, so our classes will start on Thursday. Obviously, we'll start practicing in pads Monday, and we'll scrimmage next Friday as well. We scrimmage Westminster on the 2nd. We got to take advantage of that first Friday that we're able to scrimmage just because our game is earlier. Most people are going to scrimmage the following Friday, but with us playing on Wednesday, really can't do that. So. We just have to kind of bump things up on the calendar a little bit to make adjustments for that early kickoff.
Coach, you're going to go daytime, you're going to go mornings this week until school starts, then you go afternoons. How you do it this week?
We're going to go – we flipped over to the afternoons this week because we started back with pre-planning. So most of our coaches are teachers in the building, and we have – our teaching responsibilities we've got to take care of from 8 to about 4 o'clock. So we flipped over to the afternoon, so we'll be practicing afternoons next week.
Coach Jamie All, North Atlanta, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Every coach that we have on here, and they talk about the success of their program, we always like to give them a second and talk about their coaching staff, the guys that help them get there. You just mentioned some of your coaches. Give them a shout-out.
Absolutely. So defensive coordinator Amos Miles, he's going into his third year here with us at North Atlanta. He's truly been a blessing. He's with me being an offensive guy, I'm able to kind of turn my back and let him go to work. I don't even have to worry about that side of the ball. We've got Tyson Graham and Channing Stribling coaching the secondary, two young guys that have played this game at the highest level. As far as getting paid to do it in the NFL. And then in some other leagues as well, XFL and USFL. So they bring energy. Rajon Anthony with linebackers, Michael Madden and Steve Randerson helping us with the D-line. And then on the offensive side, Bryce Doe does the running backs. He's also our head track coach, so he helps us, helps our program a lot with speed and conditioning. Javon Henderson with our wide receivers. Chris Van Zelften does a great job with the tight ends. And we're bringing on a young man, DJ Pearson, to help us with quarterbacks this year that we're really excited about. And then I'm going to do the offensive line myself. I'm going back to my roots and going to work with those with the big guys.
You know, I'm going to tell him who told me he's doing the same thing in a minute, but go ahead.
You know what, actually, that's okay. Because mine was more about, you know, he named all these coaches that are helping these guys get it done on the field. But coaching in 2024 is a little bit different. And you got a couple coaches, and I don't know if it's the job of somebody that you named already or is there some people on the periphery that's handling the world that has NILs in it, that has social media. You got to follow these guys and see what they're up to and making sure they're not getting in trouble. All of that stuff, you throw that into a blender, that's a part of your world right now, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's a lot of things other than football that myself and some of our assistants have to take care of. I'll tell you, with the recruiting piece and all that, Tyson Graham has been an awesome help to me, and we're going to go ahead and name him our recruiting coordinator. He does a great job establishing relationships with those college coaches and getting our kids in front of those guys and getting them recruited. So, yeah, that's definitely a big piece of it.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Coach Jamie Awe, and he is social. You can find him at Coach Awe, at Coach A-U-L-L, as he talks about the North Atlanta team coming off another fantastic season last year. How do you look to build on this? I was out to see you back in the spring. How many returners you got? I know you got a lot of confidence in the guy you got, you know, pulling the trigger. Your quarterback seemed like he's pretty well established.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Ian Reynolds is back at quarterback. Like you just mentioned, he's one. He's been a key piece for the last 3 years. He started three games as a sophomore, played in every game. And even though our senior starter that year was Region Offensive Player of the Year, he earned playing time and not just mop-up duty. He played meaningful time in every game as a sophomore. And then, obviously, last year is his first full year as a starter. We had the best season in school history, winning 9 games. So we're really excited about him. Obviously, Chase Linton, edge defender that's very highly recruited, currently committed to Rutgers University. He's going to end up being a 3-year starter for us. He had 6 sacks and 20 tackles for loss last year. We're excited to have him back, kind of being that game wrecker on defense. Grant Thompson, receiver, defensive back, our top receiver on offense, and then he flips over and he'll make a ton of plays at safety on defense. Ben Diedrich, left tackle, he's committed to Navy right now. We're really excited about having him back and his development. He's added some size, you know, at 6'4", 280. We feel pretty good about him at left tackle. Toby Adewoyin, who's committed to Kennesaw State right now, another defensive back that we feel really good about. Salim Davis, corner, that's got multiple Group of 5 D1 offers. Jaylon Mitchell, another offensive lineman that's back. So we've got some key pieces back that we really like. And then, obviously, we got some young guys that – you know, have been in the program that are developing, that are going to have to step up under these lights and help us continue to have success.
Classifications have changed, regions, assignments have changed. They've thrown you guys in the region mostly with the Forsyth County schools. I think you got Alpharetta up there too. Thoughts about your region that you're in this time?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're in that highest classification. And you know, I think from top to bottom, our region is going to be really tough. There's going to be a lot of parity. I think, you know, every game, every week in our region is going to be highly competitive, and we're going to have to put our best product on the field each week to have a chance to win. And, you know, I think we'll have the opportunity if we play our best football to win every game. But if we don't, we could be in trouble. So the focus and attention to detail has got to be there every week, getting prepared. And hopefully we can come out on top.
All right, Coach, you ready for this one? This is called batting practice pitching, coming right over the middle of the plate at a speed you can handle. What's the best part of your job right now?
The best part of my job is the two and a half hours I get to spend on the field with our kids, you know, helping them grow in the game, helping them grow as young men. Hopefully, as they look back on things later on in life, they remember a great experience at North Atlanta, and hopefully we've made them better people, you know, as they better productive citizens, husbands, fathers, all those things that this game teaches you how to be.
Hey, man, he hit it out the park with batting practice pitching too, didn't he?
Today is media day, Coach, and you know, you go to these things, and the coaches all want to hear what the other coaches having to say. Now, those other coaches ain't going to give you anything, Coach, but y'all want to hear them just in case. What do you look for on a day like today?
Well, you know, I just try to pick up one or two things that will help you. Now, fortunately, with APS Media Day, we don't play any of these other guys on our varsity schedule, so I don't have to listen too hard and try and pick up some tips on how to beat somebody today. I can just fellowship with my fellow APS coaches and enjoy it with the players that we bring up there.
You mentioned something that you were going to – the role you want to play with your team, going back to your roots, work on the line. I was with a guy named Maurice Dixon yesterday because Fulton County had theirs. And he kind of said the same thing. He's going to get back to his roots. And he talked about you a little bit. And I'm trying to think of how many head coaches we got around the area and around the state who come from West Georgia. And we all like to talk about the alma mater and the people down that way. How many are there right now?
I don't know. There's a handful for sure. I know, you know, with me and Maurice, I know Adam Carter, Sean O'Sullivan at Pope, like there's several of us.
Yeah, you got two up in Gwinnett.
You got two up in Gwinnett
in Norcross and Mill Creek.
Yep, and I can't, you know, like I said, the generations that came before us, you know, I don't know those guys very well, but I think the last time I saw it come out in High School Football Daily, there were 16 or 17 head football coaches from West Georgia.
That's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable stuff.
Absolutely. Great.
Well, tell you what, you guys got Media Day coming up today. Look forward to that. We also look forward to you. We're going to have your game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on August 14th, 7:30, North Atlanta against Kale.
7:30 pre, kick at 8.
Kick at 8. No.
Well, that's why I thought it was a pre.
You know, well, no, because there's a game before that one.
Okay, well.
There's a game at 4:30.
For us here,
then that one, and 7:30 after that.
That's I'm just trying to get people up. To tune in early. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, people go tune in and check it out because it's going to be great to get the season started. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Look forward to you having a great season.
Absolutely.
And probably see you a little later on this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks. Right. Yeah. The world of coaching in 2024
it's different.
Ain't about getting the best coaches to help you on the field. You got all that other stuff. We just got through talking about dude from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
He giving Kirby a headache today. It got nothing to do with what's going on in practice and on the field, right?
Yep.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
2 weeks I've been waiting to find out what's on Noel's mind.
Man, we're going to find out.
He's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know.
All right, everybody, raise your hand if you've seen this person in concert.
Oh, very much.
There's only one person. Yeah, I knew that. I ain't seen Gladys.
That's the pride of Archer High School. Of Atlanta's Archer High School. That's Archer High School in Gwinnett. But proud of, as we just mentioned, the coach from Atlanta Public Schools.
Yeah.
That played basketball there. Heard.
Gladys and I played basketball.
Yeah.
Really? Hang on, I'm getting that picture in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a good athlete.
Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, what was it, the school you said?
Archer. Archer. The school that she attended.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, anyway, shout out to Gladys.
Yeah, man.
And hope she's doing well. When did we see her last? She was at one of the award shows. Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, the Super Bowl was here. She's been at some awards.
No, I meant she was singing at a place I thought was part of last year's Super Bowl. Maybe it was a pregame, something. I don't know. I thought I saw her this year at some point publicly. But anyway,
yeah, I'm not saying it would have been something. March Madness or something.
Maybe
that's what it was. I think she went. Maybe something like that.
Star Spangled Banner for that. Anyway, it's time for Noel.
Yeah,
Miss Noel. Been gone a couple weeks.
Time.
I have missed you, Noel.
Oh my!
I hope you have been doing well.
Woo!
Had a wonderful week. She getting ready for something.
I know it.
She got something going on.
Oh no!
Indeed. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right, so.
I thought she's trying to find that Olympian. If you're just tuning in, Trinity Rodman's mine. By the way, you seen her teeth?
No.
You seen it? She got a diamond on her tooth. Implant. She got it put in. This ain't nothing, some grill that she takes out at night. Trinity Rodman, just like her father, has added to her look.
A little over the top.
She got a diamond in one of her teeth.
I call that the Kanye special.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
As long as her team wins a gold medal.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Exactly. And speaking of another team that I am looking to win gold medal. So you guys know that all the companies with sponsorships, and especially that sponsor specific athletes like LeBron James or Breonna Stewart or what have you, they all have their signature shoe, right?
Right.
So, all the basketball players are going overseas with their signature shoe. I'm sure New Balance and Coco Golf over there with something, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Nike has pulled something out of the bag that I did not expect. I have looked at almost everybody's Olympic red, white, and blue, or whichever colorway you're from. Actually, Breonna Stewart did something really interesting. She went with a Paris floral print instead of going with the red, white, and blue theme.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. She's the only one that kind of went avant-garde, outside of the box a bit with it. I'm sure she'll have a all red or red and white situation on the court. But yeah, that was the one she released to the world. I thought that was interesting. But in all the digging that I did to figure out who had what, when, and where, I found Nike gave us something very special and very specific for the 2024 Olympics.
Yeah?
So, Nike will drop, actually they dropped two colorways, we'll get the official Olympic colorway in a few weeks, but they have dropped the Nike Jam shoe, which is specific for breaking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're going to sell some of them now.
We got exclusive breaking shoes by Nike, and I got to tell you, they kind of sweet.
Really?
I like it. The price point is really nice, right at $120. They look really clean, you can wear it, casually, business casually, up, down. But I really like it, and I think that it should do a good job of taking the breaking team to gold. I have their list right here. It seems like they don't start their competition until August 9th. It seems like that's the women's qualifying competition. It will be on E, and we will go from there.
Okay, I got to stop you because I got questions.
Let's go.
The questions are with the music that they're going to be able to play. Now, is this going to be all original music? Because there's some rappers that could use some money, could use some royalty checks, right? So they obviously are not going to do that. They're not going to play. I don't think they're going to play original, but I don't know. So that's my question. What music, or how's the music being provided?
Well, don't they let the gymnasts perform?
Okay, so are they going to be able to pick their own, or are they going to have to create? Because like I said, we're talking royalties.
We are.
If you put that on the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to hear Hollywood Swinging by Kool & the Gang, JT.
But I mean, for the gymnastics, they're able to get it, and they pay the rights fees.
Yeah, so I don't
see
why they wouldn't pay. I mean, television usually pays the rights for the song, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
Television and actual art and the athletes are different. commercials are playing that music coming out and going into commercials.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about when the gymnasts perform.
You're telling me that that Network A has the ability to tell Simone Biles, we're going to play this music for you, or Simone picks it.
No, she got to pick
it. She's got to pick it, okay? So it's her. So I'm saying the athletes pick it, not the networks.
Yeah.
Well, right, I'm just saying that they're clear to pay to play it. I don't see a pay discrepancy there.
No, I just feel like it's going to be a whole lot of royalties for this new sport to get the music that we know that usually is associated with
Right, because I'm with you. Like, it's got to be some late 70s, 80s classics going on if we're going to break. Like, we got to break. We got to take this back to like, it's Electric Tube Boogaloo. Yeah.
Oh, not
we
that.
Yes, we do.
Do we really have to do that? Because it's going to be bad because we're going to see Taiwan show up and they're going to use that.
And they got to do it. And you know they got to do it because they have Sung Choi from Queens, New York.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Yeah, we went to the Mecca.
She's doing her homework on this one. Thank you.
To get somebody breaking, we got Logan Edera. From San Diego, we got Jeffrey Lewis out from Texas, and we got Victor Montavolo from Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee,
Florida. Yeah. So, yeah, we have four Olympic breakers. They have qualified to go to Paris and to put the cardboard out on the floor. And put the velour jumpsuit on and to get it popping. And I cannot wait to see it. And I'm hoping everybody's going to be in their brand new Nike Jams.
You know, I can't wait to see Snoop's reaction to this.
Yeah, man.
He better be calling that one. Better be calling that one.
And Flay. Go ahead and get Flay over there, too.
What a seven-second delay.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah. 7 second delay. That's the middle one. That's gonna get the highest ratings.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, put Snoop on track and field, and put Snoop on breaking, and we're gonna have a good time.
And you know the basketball team will all be there.
Oh yeah.
LeBron's gonna show up. Steph Curry's been talking about the places he wants to go and see. And here's the other thing too. How much of the family do those athletes get to bring? Or I mean,
it depends on finding places for them to live, accommodations. That's the thing. Now, the ones on teams who've known they were going to be there, they've had time to do that. But think about somebody who maybe wasn't so sure they were going to make it. At the last minute, they make it or become an alternate and can go.
It didn't stop Derrick Ambry.
Well, no. But she found out that she was going to go, and she's taking both of her kids.
Yeah, they in Paris. So.
Which caller from the Celtics? Who got put on the team after
Derrick White?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him with his family. We've seen Anthony Edwards with his family. I haven't seen Steph with his family, but I'm sure they're there. We haven't seen Steph LeBron with their family. But we've seen some people, you know, with some family members over there that have made accommodations.
But I think people who are playing on the pro team sports, I think they'll get there. But I'm talking about the individuals who make a team and they got to figure out a way to get their parents. They got to get passports.
Yeah,
they
got to
find accommodations. Plane flights got to be ridiculous trying to get over there right now.
Well, I heard about what happened with the rail system. There was a concentrated attack on the trains there. Somebody wanted to make some noise, and they did, and they affected some 800,000 people.
People who are trying to get out of the city.
Out, around, the time it's down, just all of it. It's just a mess. So, you know. But luckily, we did. You know, it happened. It was tended to, but as far as what we saw on TV, Mother Nature was the only, you know, hiccup as far as that. Otherwise, it looked like it went off pretty well.
Looks fine. We got everything going on now. We got tennis, and I just heard from my cousin that she would join us tomorrow morning to talk about the Olympic tennis tournament.
Hey. I got to apologize.
Karen, last week, but that's good.
Great to have Karen Fristana on tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll talk some more Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. All right, what else is on your mind?
Let's see. Oh, speaking of all the things that all of the Olympians want to go see, the events that they want to attend, Steph Curry was instigating some drama between Anthony Edwards and the U.S. ping pong team.
What?
Anthony Edwards thinks he can do all things.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Do all things, through all things, for all things, at all times. So he is adamant that they are not going to skunk him 21-0, that if he played the U.S. ping pong team, that he would get at least one score on them. So
wow.
I want to see if he can weasel himself into their practice to get that done.
He'd get killed.
Oh, yeah.
He would get killed.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get slapped.
This is just, it would be, it would be ugly. Hey, another question. Do you think those guys are missing not being a part of the Olympic Village?
What was that?
They're not going ever since.
They never have.
No, they went in 92 when Barkley and those guys, because they talked about that. Barkley talked about, I'm not sitting in this village. And they went out. Then after that, here in Atlanta, and then the other Olympics.
They've always had
the professionals have had other places to stay.
In 04, they stayed on the Queen Mary.
They started with the cruise ships there shortly after. Yeah. My thing is, do you think they miss being in there?
No. I think they're used to a different type of accommodation, and they don't want to go back to doing that. Now, other people who are doing it for the first time, and a shout out to the Frederick twins out of Druid Hills, Sanaa and Soleil, they're on the team for Trinidad and Tobago. They qualified for that team at 18 years old. They're coming out of high school. They're going to Georgia in the fall, and they're on the team. They posted on their social media what their room looked like in the Olympic Village. I mean,
so they got different, and they got different levels,
right? But I'm saying they're glad to be there and to share in that experience. You guys who play the professional levels, they're used to a different accommodation.
Those guys aside, and I agree with you. Here's one person I'm thinking of, Coco.
She probably stayed in the village.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Coco, she's probably there, right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, she's excited.
See, I can see Ant-Man wanting to go down. Maybe he just dips in and dips out.
Maybe so. I mean, they'll say you can't go and if you know people down there.
And they got clubs and all kinds of stuff in there, right?
They can go down there and hang out. Yeah. Olympic Village is happening.
Did you get a chance to go in there in Greece?
I didn't get a chance to go. I was over there. You know what? I did go in one section because we had to go and see someone that was working out over there, and that's where I had to go for an interview. So I went in a section of it. But I didn't go like going all around it, you know. But I did get a chance to go in some of it.
Okay, Noelle, yeah. I'm sorry we stepped on your thing here.
We're talking all Olympics. This is all the stuff that we want to talk about. Yeah, but I just thought that Nike making a special edition breakdancing shoe was just incredible to me.
Now, when can people get it?
So in Finish Line, there are two versions out now. There's a black version with a gum sole, and there's a tan version with a white sole. But the Special Olympics version has yet to be announced, but I think it's supposed to come out mid-August.
Okay.
So we will see them actually breakdance in them before we're able to purchase them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's good advertising.
Good advertising. Let people see them on TV a bunch of times, and let's go buy them. Okay.
These are the breaks.
For real.
Okay, there you go.
For real, you know.
I got to tag everything that you say here, but I want to wait till you're done there. Because, oh, okay. Well, you can say something there. I got to throw this on there because, you know, there's insignificant information and there's timely information. And I have timely information.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Okay. And as we sit here and talk about the Olympics, today was the day the bomb exploded here in Atlanta.
Oh,
At Centennial Park. Today was the day, July 27th, during the 96 Olympics.
Where were you at that night?
I was at home. I wasn't here. I was actually, it was a weekend, right? So I was just.
It was Friday night.
Friday night. I was going out to play because I was down the dial. I was, you know, 96, so I was out in the mix. So,
yeah.
But I was going up to the other side of town because remember everybody got, people in Atlanta got worked up into a lather about, oh, don't stay off the streets. Don't do this because the Olympic traffic's going to be crazy and all that, right? And it wasn't all that bad.
No, they were all on the freeway. You could, if you knew the surface streets,
you could go
wherever you wanted to go.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing, though. Tracy, when she takes Kyle around, okay? Kyle was a kid then. And when she has told this story ad nauseum that when Kyle, his friends or other family members say, Kyle, you were a young child. You remember the 96 Olympics when they were in Atlanta? He goes, yeah, I went to this event and I went to that event and I went to the bomb because they were in the park that night, when the bomb went on. They were on the other side, of course, but he mentions it like an event.
Yeah.
Like he went here, went to basketball, went to, and he,
like that was the concert, that was, not the bomb.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he,
really.
But that's what he says as a little kid.
Yeah.
I went to the bomb. So,
my sister was out there that night, too.
She was running Jocks and Jills over there, so they would just cross street and come over to whatever event they had tickets to. Mm-hmm. But she was, you know, she had her son with her that night, and so they went and Ferris wheeled it and did those. But then the bomb went off.
Yeah, that's.
And so now
everything.
All these years later, he says, yeah, I was at this, I was that, and then I went to the bomb. Anyway, moving into the – thank you, Noel. We got a tip on that there for you. I mean, we got everything for your world. All right. I say that, I give you that information too, and then point you toward Richard Jewell, the movie,
mm-hmm.
which a couple people, if you've not seen it.
I love that film.
Yeah. I Got, the funny thing is, the lines that we had were cut out, but I'm in four scenes. And I guess there was back in, me and Morris Diggs were the only black reporters back then, I guess. There wasn't no other. All these reporters.
Morris
Diggs and me. That was it, I guess. Anyway, you need to check out Richard Jewell. It's one of, Clint only made, you know, he made real life stories and he did a great job with this one. And it will take you back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, bringing you some things that you may not have known about. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Megan L. Hall will be joining us again. USA's Today's. Was it for the win?
Yeah,
is her section. So she's going to join us. Not talk a little bit of WNBA, a little bit of Land Dream, but mostly Olympics. Of course, we'll have her on. I have got a stat that I'm going to give you during casting call, and also, well, everybody and their sister were out at Falcons camp this past week. Lots of sound, lots of conversation about what's going on in this upcoming season. We're going to talk. Falcons camp up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's leaving the life. He's come to know.
All right, everybody, raise your hand if you've seen this person in concert.
Oh, very much.
There's only one person.
Going back to
yeah, I knew that. I ain't seen Gladys.
That's the pride of Archer High School. Of Atlanta's Archer High School. That's Archer High School in Gwinnett. But proud of, as we just mentioned, the coach from Atlanta Public Schools.
Yeah.
That played basketball there. Her.
Gladys and I played basketball.
Yeah.
Really? Hang on, I'm getting that picture in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a good athlete.
Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, what was it, the school you said?
Archer. The school that she attended.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, shout out to Gladys.
Yeah, man.
And hope she's doing well.
Absolutely.
When did we see her last? She was at one of the award shows. The Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, the Super Bowl was here. She's been at some awards.
No, I meant she was singing at a place I thought was part of last year's Super Bowl. Maybe it was a pregame something. I don't know. I thought I saw her this year at some point publicly. But anyway,
yeah, I'm not saying it would have been something. March Madness or something.
Maybe
that's what it was. I think she may have been something.
Star Spangled Banner for that. Anyway, it's time for Noel.
Yeah,
Miss Noel. I've been gone a couple weeks.
Time.
I have missed you, Noel.
Oh my!
I hope you have been doing well.
Woo!
Had a wonderful week. She getting ready for something.
I know it.
She got something going on.
Oh no!
But indeed. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right, so.
I thought she's trying to find that Olympian. Like, if you're just tuning in, Trinity Rodman's mine. By the way, you seen her teeth?
No.
You seen it? She got a diamond on her tooth. Implant. She got it put in. This ain't some grill that she takes out at night. Trinity Rodman, just like her father, has added to her look.
A little and over
she,
the top.
She
That's
got
okay.
a diamond on in one of her teeth.
I right call there. That the Kanye special.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
As long as her team wins a gold medal,
yeah, that's all that matters.
Exactly. And speaking of another team that I am looking to win gold medal. So you guys know that like all the companies with sponsorships and especially that sponsor specific athletes like a you know LeBron James or Breonna Stewart or what have you, they all have their signature shoe, right?
Right.
So, you know, all the basketball players are going overseas with their signature shoe. I'm sure New Balance and Coco Golf over there with something, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Nike has pulled something out of the bag that I did not expect. I have looked at almost everybody's Olympic red, white, and blue, or whichever colorway you're from. Actually, Breonna Stewart did something really interesting. She went with like a Paris floral print instead of going with the red, white, and blue theme.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. She's the only one that kind of went like avant-garde outside of the box a bit with it. I'm sure she'll have a all red or red and white situation on the court. But yeah, that was the one she released to the world. I thought that was interesting. But in all the digging that I did to figure out who had what, when, and where, I found Nike gave us something very special and very specific for the 2024 Olympics.
Yeah?
So, Nike will drop, actually they dropped two colorways, we'll get the official Olympic colorway in a few weeks, but they have dropped the Nike Jam shoe, which is specific for breaking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're going to sell some of them now.
We got exclusive breaking shoes by Nike, and I got to tell you, they kind of sweet.
Really?
I like the price point is really nice, right at $120. They look really really clean. Like you can wear it, you know, casually, business casually, you know, up, down. But I really like it, and I think that it should do a good job of taking the breaking team to gold. I have the list right here. It seems like they don't start their competition until August 9th. It seems like that's the women's qualifying competition. It will be on E, and we will go from there.
Okay, I got to stop you because I got questions.
Let's go.
The questions are with the music that they're going to be able to play. Now, is this going to be all original music? Because there's some rappers that could use some money, could use some royalty checks, right? So they obviously are not going to do that. They're not going to play. I don't think they're going to play original, but I don't know. So that's my question. What music or how's the music being provided?
Well, don't they let the gymnast perform?
Okay, so are they going to be able to pick their own, or are they going to have to create? Because like I said, we're talking royalties.
Oh, we are.
If you put that on the Olympics. Right, like if I wanted to hear Hollywood Swinging by Kool and the Gang, JT.
But I mean, for the gymnastics, they're able to get it and they pay the rights
fees.
Yeah,
so I don't
see
why they wouldn't pay. I mean, television usually pays the rights for the song, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
Television and the actual art and the athletes are different. Commercials are playing that music coming out and going into commercials.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about when the gymnasts perform.
You're telling me that that Network A has the ability to tell Simone Biles, we're going to play this music for you, or Simone picks it.
No, she got to pick
it. She's got to pick it, okay? So it's her. So I'm saying the athletes pick it, not the networks.
Yeah.
Well, right, I'm just saying that they're clear to pay to play it. I don't see a pay discrepancy there.
No, I just feel like it's going to be a whole lot of royalties for this new sport to get the music that we know that usually is associated with
break. Right, because I'm with you. Like, it's got to be some late 70s, 80s classics going on if we're going to break. Like, we got to break. We got to take this back to like, it's Electric Tube Boogaloo. Yeah.
Oh, not that.
Yes, we do.
And because well, you know it's going to be bad because we're going to see Taiwan show up and they're going to use that.
Well, and they got to do it. And you know they got to do it because they have Sung Choi from Queens, New York.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Yeah, we went to the Mecca.
She's doing her homework on this one. Thank you.
To get somebody breaking, we got Logan Edera. From San Diego, we got Jeffrey Lewis out from Texas, and we got Victor Montavolo from Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee,
Florida. So, yeah, we have four Olympic breakers. They have qualified to go to Paris and to put the cardboard out on the floor and put the velour jumpsuit on and to get it popping. And I cannot wait to see it. And
I can't
I'm hoping
wait.
Everybody's going to be in their brand new wait. Nike jams.
You know, I can't wait to see Snoop's reaction to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, man.
He better be calling that one. Better be calling that one.
And Flay. Go ahead, get Flay over there, too.
What a seven-second delay.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah. 7 second delay. That's the middle one. That's gonna get the highest ratings.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, put Snoop on track and field, and put Snoop on breaking, and we're gonna have a good
and
time.
And you know the basketball team will all be there.
Oh yeah.
LeBron's gonna show up. Steph Curry's been talking about the places he wants to go and see. And here's the other thing too. How much of the family do those athletes get to bring?
It depends on what if you can finding places for them to live, accommodations. That's the thing. Now the ones on teams who've known they were going to be there, they've had time to do that. But think about somebody who maybe wasn't so sure they were going to make it at the last minute. They make it or become an alternate and can go.
It didn't stop Derrick Ambry.
Well, no. But she found out that she was going to go, and she's taking both of her kids.
Yeah, they in Paris. So.
Which caller from the Celtics? Who got put on the team after
Derrick White?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him with his family. We've seen Anthony Edwards with his family. I haven't seen Steph with his family, but I'm sure they're there. LeBron with their family. But we've seen some people, you know, with some family members over there that have made accommodations.
But I think people who are playing on the pro team sports, I think they'll get there. I'm talking about the individuals who make a team and they got to figure out a way to get their parents. They got to get passports.
Yeah,
they
got to
find accommodations. Plane flights got to be ridiculous trying to get over there right now.
Well, I heard about what happened with the rail system. There was a concentrated attack on the trains there. Somebody wanted to make some noise, and they did, and they affected some 800,000 people.
People who are trying to get out of the city.
Out, around, the time it's down, just all of it. It's just a mess. So, you know. But luckily, we did. You know, it happened. It was tended to. But as far as what we saw on TV, Mother Nature was the only, you know, hiccup as far as that. Otherwise, it looked like it went off pretty well.
Looks fine. We got everything going on now. We got tennis. And I just heard from my cousin that she would join us tomorrow morning to talk about the Olympic tennis tournament.
Hey. I got to apologize. Karen, we got to have Karen. Last week there, but that's good.
It'd be great to have Karen for staying on tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll talk some more Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. All right, what else is on your mind?
Let's see. Oh, speaking of all the things that all of the Olympians want to go see, the events that they want to attend, Steph Curry was instigating some drama between Anthony Edwards and the U.S. ping pong team.
What?
Anthony Edwards thinks he can do all things.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Do all things, through all things, for all things, at all times. So he is adamant that they are not going to skunk him 21-0, that if he played the U.S. ping pong team, that he would get at least one score on them. So
wow.
I want to see if he can weasel himself into their practice to get that done.
He'd get killed.
Oh, yeah.
He would get killed.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get slapped.
It would be ugly. Hey, another question. Do you think those guys are missing not being a part of the Olympic Village?
What was that?
They're not going.
They never have.
No, they went in 92 when Barkley and those guys, because they talked about that. Barkley talked about, I'm not sitting in this village. And they went out. Then after that, here in Atlanta, and then the other Olympics.
They've always had
the professionals have had other places to stay.
In 2004, they stayed on the Queen Mary.
They started with the cruise ships there shortly after. Yeah. My thing is, do you think they miss being in there?
No. I think they're used to a different type of accommodation, and they don't want to go back to doing that. Now, other people who are doing it for the first time, and a shout out to the Frederick twins out of Druid Hills, Sanaa and Soleil. They're on the team for Trinidad and Tobago. They qualified for that team at 18 years old. They're coming out of high school. They're going to Georgia in the fall, and they're on the team. They posted on their social media what their room looked like in the Olympic Village. I mean,
so they got different, and they got different levels,
right? But I'm saying they're glad to be there and to share in that experience. You guys who play the professional levels, they're used to a different accommodation.
Those guys aside, and I agree with you. Here's one person I'm thinking of, Coco.
She probably stayed in the village.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Coco, she's probably there, right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, she's excited.
See, I can see Ant-Man being wanting to go down. Maybe he just dips in and dips out.
Maybe so. I mean, they'll say you can't go and if you know people down there.
And they got clubs and all kinds of stuff in there, right?
They can go down there and hang out. Yeah. Olympic Village is happening.
Did you get a chance to go in there in Greece?
I didn't get a chance to go. I was over there. But you know what? I did go in one section because we had to go and see someone that was working out over there, and that's where I had to go for an interview. So I went in a section of it, but I didn't go, like, going all around it, you know. But I did get a chance to go in some of it.
Okay. Noelle, yeah. I'm sorry. We stepped on your thing here.
No. We're talking all Olympics. This is all the stuff that we want to talk about. Yeah, but I just thought that Nike making a special edition breakdancing shoe was just incredible to me.
When can people get it?
So in Finish Line, there are two versions out now. There's a black version with a gum sole, and there's a tan version with a white sole. But the Special Olympics version has yet to be announced, but I think it's supposed to come out mid-August.
Okay.
We will see them actually breakdance in them before we're able to purchase them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's good advertising.
Good advertising. Let people see it on TV a bunch of times, and let's go buy them. Okay.
These are the breaks.
For real.
Okay, there you go.
For real, you know.
I got to tag everything that you say here, but I want to wait till you're done there. Because, oh, okay. Well, you can say something there. I got to throw this on there because, you know, there's insignificant information and there's timely information. And I have timely information.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Okay. And as we sit here and talk about the Olympics, today was the day the bomb exploded here in Atlanta.
Oh,
at Centennial Park. Today was the day, July 27th, during the 96 Olympics.
Where were you at that night?
I was at home. I wasn't here. I was actually, it was a weekend, right? So I was just.
It was Friday night.
I was going out to play because I was down the dial. I was, you know, 96, so I was out in the mix. But I was going up to the other side of town because remember, people in Atlanta got worked up into a lather about, oh, don't stay off the streets. Don't do this because the Olympic traffic's going to be crazy and all that, right? And it wasn't all that bad.
No, they were all on the freeway. If you knew the surface streets, you could go wherever you wanted to go.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing, though. Tracy, when she takes Kyle around, okay, Kyle was a kid then. And when she has told this story ad nauseum that when Kyle, his friends or other family members say, Kyle, you were a young child. You remember the 96 Olympics when they were in Atlanta? He goes, yeah, I went to this event and I went to that event and I went to the bomb because they were in the park that night, when the bomb went on. They were on the other side, of course, but he mentions it like an event.
Yeah.
Like he went here, went to basketball, went to, and he,
like that was the concert, that was, not the bomb.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
But that's what he says as a little kid.
Yeah.
I went to the bomb.
My sister was out there that night, too.
She was running Jocks and Jills over there, so they would just cross street and come over to whatever event they had tickets to. Mm-hmm. But she was, you know, she had her son with her that night, and so they went and Ferris wheeled it and did those. But then the bomb went off.
Yeah, that's
changed. And so now all these years later, he says, yeah, I was at this, I was that, and then I went to the bomb. Anyway, moving into the – thank you, Noelle. We got a tip on that there for you. I mean, we got everything for your world. All right. I say that – I give you that information, too, and then point you toward Richard Jewell, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which a couple people, if you've not seen it.
I love that film.
Yeah. I got the funny thing is the lines that we had were cut out, but I'm in four scenes. And I guess there was back in, me and Morris Diggs were the only black reporters back then, I guess. There wasn't no other, all these reporters.
Morris Diggs
and me, that was it, I guess. Anyway, you need to check out Richard Jewell. Clint only made real life stories and he did a great job with this one. And it will take you back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, bring you to some things that you may not have known about. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Megan L. Hall will be joining us again. USA's Today's For the Win?
Yeah.
Is her section. So she's going to join us. Not talking a little bit of WNBA, a little bit of Land Dream, but mostly Olympics, of course. We'll have her on. I have got a stat that I'm going to give you during casting call. And also, well, everybody and their sister were out at Falcons camp this past week. Lots of sound, lots of conversation about what's going on in this upcoming season. We're going to talk Falcons camp up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.